We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go.
Hello.
Is this thing recording?
Yep, is this thing on?
I think it's on. Yeah. Hi, welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. If you had a 15-Minute Morning Show, what would you talk about? It's just 15 minutes. There's really no pressure here.
Nope.
That's what you think.
Well, you know, it is true, Garrett. 15 minutes in what we do for a living is a long time.
Yeah, a lot of time to fill.
Have you ever heard 1 minute of dead air?
No.
Do you want to hear it? Okay, I tell you what. I'm going to make it just 10 seconds of dead air.
Okay.
Hear how long this is. Ready? Go. That's it.
That was weird.
It feels so much longer than
that's
10
only
seconds.
10 seconds.
That's so weird.
So bizarre.
Beautiful thing about the podcast is we can get away with it. We do that on the air. That's where bells and whistles go off, and then engineers start running down the hallway thinking we broke something.
That is true.
You know what I find so bizarre? Brody and I, we did an hour and...
like 100 minutes.
100 minutes on our podcast. That's close to 2 hours. But yet, when we're doing the 15-minute morning show, I'm sitting here, like, struggling. And I don't understand
why
that...
You did a two-hour podcast?
100 minutes, Brooklyn Boys, episode 37.
Is that normal?
I don't understand it.
Well, you guys talk about things we don't talk about.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's
true. It's easy for you guys to figure out what you're going to talk about, because you're Brooklyn Boys, and you talk about all the obnoxious things that the Brooklyn Boys podcast talks about. Starring, of course, Brody and Scary.
Thank you.
Scary and Brody, I'll do it for you.
Look at Scary's face.
What's Scary? What's wrong?
Dude.
Dude, I asked him to be a part of that podcast. I don't want to talk about that here. But
no, you didn't.
Wait. I invited him into
this
podcast.
So
was it going to just be the Brooklyn Boy?
Yeah.
Like, was that going to be the podcast?
He asked me to do a podcast. I said no. And then I said, here's the list of reasons. And
that wasn't one of them.
And I said, first of all, we renamed the show the Brooklyn Boys, because that's what Elvis calls us. Oh, the Brooklyn Boys are fighting again. And I made a list of stipulations, and he agreed to all of them.
What were those stipulations?
There was not, that was not a stipulation that he comes first.
Wait, you have a binding contract?
No, I'm just saying. Well, there's no contract.
Verbal agreement.
See, this is the thing about the Brooklyn Boys. You guys have been talking for like 2 minutes now. I haven't listened to one word you've said.
Much like the podcast.
There's just nothing interesting. Aww. Hello? Come up with something interesting. Come on, go.
You know, Seinfeld did a show about nothing. People loved it. That's what we do.
That is kind of like what we do.
So here it is in New York. It's our first really beautiful, beautiful day of spring.
Yes.
I'm the only one wearing shorts.
You are.
Well, I don't know. You're like John Cena walking around with those things.
You're wearing shorts. But we do have guests come in today, and we're going to have pictures taken.
That's
so I wanted to look presentable. But the thing is, you know me. I don't wear socks. And so I have new shoes I just bought this past weekend, and they're just ripping my feet to shreds.
Your legs are all cut up.
You
I'm looking at
can't wear
right
new shoes.
Hold on. Can you clear out your throat? He's got that the vocal
sleepy voice.
The vocal
sleepy
fry
voice.
Thing.
And you're wearing white pants, too, so if they drag down, you're going to get blood all over those pants.
But you cannot wear new shoes without socks. Like, you have to break them in first, and then you're okay to go. Because you know you're going to get blisters.
You know me. I just don't like socks.
Are you gelling? You have your Dr. Scholl's in there?
No, I need him. Not a sponsor.
Fashion be damned, but it's like going commando. The good Lord provided socks for us. We should be wearing socks with shoes. Anyone who has a problem with that is like, oh, look, I can see a little bit of sock showing.
No,
I'm not getting blisters on my feet so that people can go, look, I can see his ankles.
Please,
look,
you know, buy the no-show.
It just depends on what you're into.
Yeah.
I don't even wear no-shows. I don't wear socks, period. Mm. During the spring and summer and into fall months. I don't have a foot odor problem. Never had.
Yeah, me neither.
And in my opinion, it looks better with no socks. It just does.
Okay. Get the no-shows.
Well, it does. Trust me.
No, I believe you.
No, you're looking at me like, eh.
No, I'm trying to think of what shoes I wear without socks.
You can't even, when you showed up to the beach in those Frankenstein black shoes that time.
We went to Miami for the first time.
I can't.
That was funny.
I wore my Doc Martens on the beach.
Scary shoes are so big, they didn't sink into the sand. They just stayed on top. Like tennis rackets in snow.
Scary, have you gotten your pedicure yet for the nice weather for your flip
flops? No, I have not. I got to do that.
Now, if you were to take off your socks and shoes right now, how
you
long are your
that.
Toenails?
Let's look at them.
Yeah, let's see. Take
you
them
don't
off.
Want
okay. Hashtag talons.
Okay, walk over to Danielle. Let her inspect your feet.
Let me see how long they are. You have a girlfriend, right. So.
Danielle, scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the worst, 10 being scary has perfect feet.
This is like going out on a date and not
just take off your
beforehand.
Shoes.
Let me I wasn't see. Prepared for
take
this.
Take off your shoes.
He can hang upside down from a tree limb with his feet.
Oh, my gosh, your shoes match your shirt. Let me see. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
They're really long.
Hey, hammer time.
They look like long fingernails.
Danielle, scale of 1 to 10. Oh, 1 being the worst, 10 being
I'm
he has perfect
eight.
Feet.
Eight?
No, 8's good. They're
eight.
A 2.
Oh, a 2. The other
you
way.
Went backwards on the scale.
Oh,
I wasn't prepared for this.
You have some like Lysol to spray my area over here?
Why is your area in need of getting Lysol?
Wait, is that smell?
No, but scary. Those are gross.
Your feet were glistening, too.
Yeah.
You got sweaty feet.
Okay, at the end of the day, though, it is the end of winter, so not a lot of us have the perfect feet right now.
Right.
I get that. So you're allowed
But here's the thing. He has a girlfriend that he's, I'm guessing, sleeps with. Don't you scratch her up with those
toes? Yeah, don't
toes?
You scratch her ankles? I mean, her feet look like mine with no socks on, with my new shoes.
We had an accident once.
What?
Did you put it up for adoption?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I will say this, though. While I was getting dressed this morning, being this, such a nice day here in the Northeast, I was wondering who was going to be that guy, and it was Garrett. I'm like, who is going to be the person to wear shorts today?
Of course. Like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
This is like that kind of... You know, people jumping, you know, jumping ahead of things, jumping the season, trying, you understand what I'm saying? Like Garrett wore shorts on like the first nice day.
No, it's a shorts day though.
Yeah, it is. Later on when you leave here, you're going to be too hot.
It's also May 1st.
Yeah, but it's going to be 77 on May 1st. Okay. Can we talk about exercise for a minute?
Anything but what we're talking about.
So they tell you to exercise because they tell you, oh, it's the best thing for you, but... They don't tell you how much you're going to hurt afterwards. I have been planking for like 3 or 4 months now, right?
Right.
So I've been getting much better at it. So I can go up to a minute 45, which I'm very impressed
with. That's very great.
Yeah, so I try to do different things with it. Let me tell you something. The middle of my back today feels like an elephant is sitting on top of it.
I know, but isn't there a little satisfaction when you feel the pain, you know that you deserve the pain?
I do deserve the pain, but I'm thinking maybe I need to adjust something, like I did it wrong or something, because it just really hurts. Come on, you've never exercised where you couldn't get up the next morning?
Oh, but my problem is when I work out my legs, I can't walk downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I can walk upstairs. But walking downstairs, my legs turn into jello.
Jello, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a really big leg day, the next day, if you have to go to the bathroom, that's extremely painful.
For men?
Oh, God. If I do a really hard leg day, I haven't
sitting
done
legs, on the toilet.
Sitting
difficult.
On the toilet and trying to get back up.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I go in the urinal.
Isn't planking?
The crap in the urinal?
Well, you can't bend.
No.
Isn't planking when you just lay flat?
Yeah, no. But
that was the internet
theory
trend.
Works out every day, then.
No, there's other ways to plank as well.
Be quiet. Scary is planking.
Yeah, I think he's planking right now.
One more
everyone.
Rep.
But planking, I'll tell you, I used to do other exercises for my arms. Planking has been the best thing I've ever done for my arms.
Right.
Ever. And I am shocked because I thought I would have to do so many other things. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering what to do for your arms, take that plank challenge because it is incredible.
Well, Danielle, thank you for bringing up exercise, pain, and planking, because before that, I felt like the show just had no cohesive feel. I felt like we were just kind of warming up to a show.
We were warming up.
Now we're doing a show. All right, from planking to what? What's next? Garrett, go.
I was reading an article about college, because if people are getting ready to graduate from college or attend college for the first time, and they were saying, is college worth it? Because people are paying so much money for college that at the end of the day, does your education pay for what you just put in for the last 4 years? Because parents are taking out mortgages on houses.
Right.
People are going to banks asking for loans. I think at the end of the day, the amount of money that myself and my parents paid, not worth it.
You're not getting your money's worth?
No. I don't think anyone really got the knowledge of, you know, class from college. You know, none of it made sense.
Okay, well, I mean,
the relationships,
if you have
yes.
If you are working in the law field, if you're right. an attorney or a doctor from medical school, I can see how it could have paid off there.
Yeah. No, I get that,
but not
I think,
anyone else.
I hope
overall,
please go to college.
I think the biggest thing I got out of college was the relationships. Outside of the relationships, the learning aspect wasn't that great for me. Personally.
What about you, Nate? You went to school, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there a payoff? Is it paying off now?
I think so. I think the payoff is the fact that you don't have the future that you had prior to going to school. Does that make sense?
Well,
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for going the path I did.
What did you major in?
It was just communications and business.
Wow.
And my degree has not come into play at all in my line of work and what I do. I've never asked to see it. I've never been asked to see it. I have it in a frame just because I wanted to frame $70,000, right? All those student loans I took out. But I don't know. I would have been a truck driver if I hadn't gone to school.
And nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. That's what my dad did for 30 years. But I think, the path you take is kind of pushed along by the things you're doing along the way. You know?
I don't think I would have been a success in this business had I continued college. I dropped out of college to do this. Brody, you and Scary. Scary, I know you graduated college, didn't you?
Yes, and I majored in communications, and this is exactly the path that I wanted to be on.
But you worked at your student radio station. You grew up listening to the radio station you're on now. You have the passions there. What about you, Brody?
My college education, I was pre-law. It was business management, and it didn't really help me. I mean, it helped me when I ran restaurants and fast food places, but really it made me, I'd say, more worldly. It forced me to read. It forced me to think differently, analyze situations, but it didn't. I mean, nobody asks me about Greek drama in the course of a normal day.
Are you experiencing success in this part of your life because of your college degree?
No, I think I experience success in conversations and being a more well-rounded adult. But I don't think from day to day, all the trivia, all the knowledge, all the things that I add to the show of life experience really was television and the neighborhood.
Got to tell you, when I asked Danielle about her college education, the first thing she always talks about is she just couldn't find parking.
That is true.
St. John's, right?
They have a lot more parking at St. John's
now. I know,
but
that's all you talk about. I've never heard you talk about teachers or curriculum.
They also didn't have, like, you know, a campus for me to stay. They had student housing outside of campus, no dorms. Now they freaking got dorms. What the hell?
I know, but see, look, we're talking about college. That's all she talks about.
But I must say, I would not be here without St. John's because I got my internship through there.
I did not know
That's how I got my internship. And so if I hadn't gone to St. John's and done the communications route, I wouldn't have been here because I wouldn't have gotten the internship someplace else.
The day I quit college was the best thing I ever did.
Really?
I think college is all about finding your passion. right? It's 4 years, and you start with gen ed courses, mm-hmm. and maybe you have a major in mind, but a lot of people don't.
No, and people change their major two or three times.
I changed mine. Yeah. Right?
You can sum up college very easily. Greg T. went to college.
Oh, yeah, there is that. All right.
He went to Fairly Ridiculous.
No, don't say that. That's a it's a great school.
It is actually it is a good school.
They used to call it the high school with ashtrays. Did they? But anyway.
Oh my God.
But no, you know.
Would you go back to school, Elvis?
No. No. No, I would go back for a continuing. Like, I would go to ICE, the Institute of Culinary Education. I would go there.
Yeah.
I would like learn, you know, how to knife a chicken. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Or bone or debone.
I'd like to take some PR classes. Yeah. Because I think that would be something cool to know.
What I would like to do if I don't know, retire or quit or whatever, I would like to attend Nate University and do all of the things that I wanted to do in school, right? I
want to learn. What did you miss out on?
I wanted to do a semester abroad. I would love to go to Spain and learn another language. Well, I want to do those things that
I can do that with you.
Yeah.
Right. I'll go do a semester abroad.
But like astronomy or meteorology, I don't care. Don't make me take science courses because I have to get 9 credits in science to
graduate. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a waste of money because you're doing those things that most people don't want to do.
But the problem is you don't know your major at first, so half the time you don't know at least. So sometimes you will use that stuff.
Was there ever a course you took in college that was so over your head you just couldn't? I dropped out.
Philosophy.
Philosophy. I had
math 101.
I dropped out of philosophy. It was just so far beyond me.
I had a fight with my philosophy teacher. Because he
philosophy? Philosophical differences?
Well, no, he was talking about the mob and the mafia at one point, and he was talking about all these other things, and we just disagreed on so many, and he got really nasty with me in class. And after class, I had to be like, listen, we're going to differ, but you can't, you know, that's, and I thought I was going to fail. I got a great grade, but I honestly thought I was going to fail because he hated me so much.
Well, the problem with philosophy, in my opinion, is its foundation is truly opinion. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually disagree with the philosopher and what they were saying, or you can even disagree in the interpretation of what that philosopher was saying. We didn't talk about the mob. We talked about, we went way back. Yeah. I mean, we're talking Aristotle stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, philosophy, over my head. Did you guys take philosophy?
Yes, I did. But the worst one for me was political science. Poli-sci, hated it.
Loved it.
And archaeology and anthropology. I took those courses. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. I barely showed up.
My husband took like a gemology class or something like that. It was like, you know, when you get to your senior year and you just can take anything just to, you know, get through.
Right.
And he said it was one of the best. He learned about all these stones and polishing
rocks.
Well,
look, you got a rock on your finger.
He loved that class.
He obviously passed that class.
He loved that class. That was like one of his favorite classes in college.
This has been the weirdest 15-minute morning show podcast.
Well.
But not the worst one ever. You didn't say it. So.
I think it's borderline worst one ever.
But it's not the worst one ever.
It's close.
It's close.
Tomorrow. We swear tomorrow will be fabulous. I won't show up.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly, and you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.